KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 1 degree above zero. Wind chill advisory in effect until noon today for the entire KJAN listening area. We look forward to be partly cloudy, windy, and cold, a high nearly steady in the single digits, with winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill from 20 to 30 degrees below zero at times. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Do want to remind you one more time about the schools that are having a late start this morning. Adair Casey Guthrie Center, 2-hour late start. The classes begin there at 10:20. Audubon has a 2-hour late start, also no morning preschool. 2-hour late starts today for Coon Rapids Bayard and Exira, Elkhorn Kimbleton. Also no Atlantic Jack and Jill preschool at the YMCA this morning, and the field trip to Salute Gymnastics is postponed to January 17th. You can drop off your child at Salute. Also, Atlantic Little Lambs preschool is canceled for today. And the city of Harlan is asking citizens to voluntarily utilize off-street parking wherever possible for today. They will assist the Public Works Department with snow and ice control on city streets. And the city says they appreciate your cooperation with removing your vehicles from the streets today in Harlan. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce on Saturday held its annual Chamber Banquet and Awards program at the Cass County Community Center. And the biggest event of the evening was the presentation of the 17th annual 2018 Athena Award. This year, Atlantic High School Principal Heather McKay was the recipient. It was presented by the 2017 Athena Award winner, Dr. Tressa Wilcox. The award is sponsored by Dedder Motor Company. According to Athena International, the award is given to an exceptional individual who has achieved excellence in his or her business, profession, or serves the community in a meaningful way and assists women in their attainment of professional goals and leadership skills. Some past winners have included, as I mentioned, the 2017 winner, Tressa Wilcox, also LaVon Eblen, Kathy Hockenberry, Lynette Planbeck, Pat Markham, Dolly Bergman, Wendy Richter, Ann Pross, and Janelle Hansen, just to name a few. The Atlantic Park and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening at 5:15 at the City Hall Council Chambers. Action or new business items on their agenda will include approval for a full application to the Water Quality Initiative with regard to the urban conservation projects, the Schilberg Recreation Area Development Project update, an update on the Lake No. 3 Trail. Also, they'll have the Community Parks Project update and the information they've received from the public, accepting funds from the Atlantic Royal Neighbors, the Sunnyside Entrance sign update, and the Capital Parks, the Parks Capital Improvement Plan, their 10-year plan, a preliminary layout for that. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm will provide updates on the ice skating rink, the campground at the Schilberg Rec area, and a report on Sunnyside Park being open all winter, the roads to remain open, weather permitting. No fewer than 4 area school district boards of education are set to meet this evening separately. And the Griswold School Board meeting gets underway at 5:30 in the central office, the middle school, high school building. Under their agenda, under old business, is an update from KPE and Estes officials with regard to the district facilities, along with a second reading of some board policies, a presentation, and possible approval of the purchase of a school sign to replace one that was damaged. New business includes the action on possible rejection of building project bids, information with regard to financial projections, action on approving the 2017-18 individual career and academic CTE plan, an informational presentation pertaining to building goals, approval of a copy lease machine, and chemical application specifications. The CAM School Board meeting begins at 6:30 at the CAM High School Media Center. Their discussion and or action items include, but are not limited to, the purchase of new computers, a revised early retirement incentive policy, capital projects, bid for audit services, and the consideration of a bid for an old school bus, along with the approval of revisions to board policies. The Audubon School Board meeting will be held in the boardroom of the high school in Audubon, 7 o'clock tonight. Their action items include approval of new math textbooks for fiscal year 2019, action on the transfer of city land for the baseball field, along with approval for additional fencing at the baseball field, approval of bargaining groups for fiscal year 2019, and moving the date for their February board meeting that will be discussed and act upon. The Audubon School Board will also discuss the district's 2018-19 school calendar. And the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. They're set to receive an update from KPE Architects and hold information or discussion on the information that they present. They'll also discuss an update with regard to a plan for realignment and act on setting the date and time for a public hearing on the 2018-19 calendar, as well as discussing and taking action on personnel hires, transfers, and resignations. Elsewhere in the news, Creston police report two recent arrests at around 1:45 this morning. Sebastian Jean Sweat of Creston was arrested at a residence in the 400 block of Wyoming Avenue for possession of drug paraphernalia. Sweat was being held at the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And at around 11:30 a.m. on Friday, 48-year-old Victor Robin Thatcher of Creston was arrested at Highway 25 and Russell Street for public intoxication second offense. Thatcher was being held at the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Authorities said also that a woman residing in the 500 block of North Birch Street in Creston reported Sunday that someone broke the driver's side of her vehicle parked near her residence. The damage was estimated at $150. And later that same day, a woman residing in the 300 block of South Division Street in Creston reported someone took a bottle of prescription medication from her home. The loss there estimated at $50. Officials say there may be a delay in starting repair work on a bridge that spans the Big Sioux River connecting Sioux City to North Sioux City, South Dakota. The Sioux City Journal reports the anticipated five-month-long closure of the military road bridge may not happen, though, until 2019. The city had originally slotted the work to begin this year, but says a languishing permit process through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers could push back the start date. Sioux City submitted a required permit application to the Corps in February. Civil engineer Brittany Anderson says the Corps ran into funding issues that hampered its ability to approve and review the permits, leaving the city's permit application backlogged among several other project permits. Across the state, authorities say two crew members were injured when their ambulance flipped over while taking a patient to Iowa City. That occurred around 3:30 p.m. Sunday on Interstate 80 near West Branch in Cedar County. State Patrol says the driver likely lost control of the vehicle on the icy roadway. All three occupants were taken to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics, and the two crew members have already been released. There were no names released from that accident. Iowa will soon have require that is that ignition interlocks have cameras so that drivers required to take breath tests don't have other people start the driver's vehicles. The vehicles would still start, but the driver could lose their restricted driver's license and be charged with crimes after the ignition interlock company notifies the state that other people blew into the devices. Patrick Hoy is chief of the governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. He told the Des Moines Register that most nearby states have the requirement. All repeat drunken driving offenders are required to install the devices in Iowa. First-time offenders must install the devices if their blood alcohol figures were higher than 0.10% when they were arrested or if they were involved in accidents. And the Iowa Department of Human Rights is hosting the annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration today. Kim Cheeks of the department's Office on Status of African Americans says the celebration begins at 10:45 today at the Des Moines Botanical Center.
It will be our 29th annual celebration commemorating the legacy, the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. We will have opening remarks by Governor Kim Reynolds.
Cheek says the keynote speech will be delivered by Isaac Knox, Executive Director of Urban Dreams.
This year we will have Mr. Julius Brooks, who is a jazz musician, and we will have some poetry, spoken word selections from Emmett Phillips, who's also from Des Moines.
Cheek says everyone is invited to attend the event honoring the slain civil rights leader.
To remember his values, to remind people his principles of nonviolence, and to celebrate the holiday.
Governor Reynolds will sign a proclamation designating it Martin Luther King Jr. Day and the period of January 14th through the 20th as Martin Luther King Jr. Week. The news brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.